ready. I'm thirsty.
Welcome to Thirst with Cheryl, a podcast making biblical truths plain. I'm your host, Cheryl Tyner, and today we're discussing a very important point. This podcast is meant to be a sip, a basic overview. Let's jump right in and begin with prayer. Lord, fine-tune listeners' ears to hear and open wide their hearts to receive. Give them revelation, light, or an aha moment. In Jesus' name, amen. A couple of weeks ago, we discussed the spirit of offense. People, even Christians, get offended at times in different ways. One of the ways is when someone who they know or may not know open their mouths without thinking and make a statement that is not godly, that's rude, or embarrassing. This can piss you off. I bring this up today because I experienced this in the past and thought about what was said to me very recently. I immediately brought the thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, which the Bible commands us to do in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. As mentioned several times before, these podcasts are from experiences that I am going through or have gone through. Nevertheless, someone needs to hear this. Let me tell you what happened. I will be transparent, and prayerfully it won't be TMI. Years ago, I had a partial hysterectomy, and the surgeon left my fallopian tubes and ovaries in place. Reason being, so that I would gradually go into menopause and not be thrown into menopause. My aunt called me several weeks after the surgery to see how I was doing. This is when she proceeded to ask questions. When I told her that the doctor left my fallopian tubes and ovary in place, she immediately said, "Why did he do that? Because people get cancer when they leave the ovaries in place." Now, why in the H-E double hockey sticks did she say that to me? As I think about it now, I rebuke that again in the name of Jesus. This lady is supposed to be a Christian and is an elder and a deaconess in the church. Does she not know that James 1 and 19 says to be slow to speak? This brings me to the scripture Isaiah 54 and 17. The New King James Version says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord." Now, we as Christians and even some non-Christians are quick to quote the first part of this scripture. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. We usually say the scripture when we are frightened or some type of threat is being posed towards us. God promises that whatever weapon raised against his people is destined to be destroyed. However, sometimes we don't go further with the last two parts of this scripture. Let's discuss the last two parts of Isaiah 54 and 17. Which is a very important point. It reads as this: "And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn." Now this means that you shall cancel, you shall refute, and you shall render useless any idle word that is spoken against you. God is telling us that you shall condemn, which means we do it. God won't do it for you. It is our duty to do so. When my aunt spoke that crap against me that day, I should have immediately rebuked, renounced, or denounced that statement. Don't be speaking no idle words over me planting rotten seeds. And finally, the last part of the scripture. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Now, heritage is defined as a birthright or a particular right of possession or privilege one has from birth. To the unsaved, Heritage is often nothing more than material possessions which are passed to family and survivors through wills, etc. On the other hand, for the saved, we pass down the good news of the gospel and the principles from the Word of God, which we teach or share with others. This is our spiritual heritage, all for the glory of God. So, the part of the scripture that says, "This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord," means it is our heritage or right as God's children to condemn tongues that speak against us, and heaven will back us up. In other words, I'ma tell my daddy and he gonna get you. Finally, let me read to you Isaiah 54:17 in the Message version, which says, "No weapon that can hurt you has ever been forged." Now, forged means made. "Any accuser who takes you to court will be dismissed as a liar." This is what God's servants can expect. I'll see to it that everyone works out for the best. God's decree. An official order is what a decree is. Now, what a magnificent promise this is. But isn't that just like our magnificent, fabulous, wonderful, spectacular, and awesome God to make a promise like this for His children? So, listeners, do not forget the very important point of Isaiah 54:17. Not only will any weapon be able to be formed against us and prosper, but also we should condemn any tongue that speaks against us, and God will back us up, because this is our heritage as God's children. At the end of each podcast session, I want to remind each listener of two scriptures. Hebrews 2:1, the NIV version, which says, we must pay the most careful attention to what we've just heard so that we don't drift away. And 2 Timothy 3:16-17, the NIV version says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God, which is ye and me, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. You've been listening to Thirst with Cheryl. We look forward to you joining us again next week for more biblical truths made plain and